Back on regional radio, Sean Malone now joined by the coach of the year in the sport of girls soccer, Coach Jerry Fulton. And Fulton, congratulations to you, and thanks a lot for taking the time to give us a call.
Thank you very much.
So when you found out that you were named the coach of the year, what was the first thought that crossed your mind?
A little bit shocked. I thought, you know, we had this year and quite a turnaround from last season, but I thought there was coaches that had, you know, a little bit better season, and probably the ones I voted for were the ones I thought would probably get it.
It was a good season for you guys with the Perryville Pirates. You also had Kirsten Jannon make the dream team as well. Talk about the impact she makes for your team.
Kirsten's a real good player. I mean, she's highly skilled. You know, she doesn't get worked up on the field, and you know, she plays 80 minutes a day, and just a joy. You know, she was hurt last season and was part of the reason why our season went as poorly as it did last year. And getting everybody back healthy and having Kirsten out there as a captain controlling the center of the field was huge for us.
Talk about the team as a whole. Good season for you, as I mentioned a little bit earlier. Where does the future hold for Perryville soccer?
Well, I mean, considering that we had no seniors this year, we're going to bring the same team back with hopefully a year experience, and maybe they can finish off what they, you know, they set a lot of goals this season. And at the beginning of the season, we talked where we wanted to be at the end of the year. And, you know, we talked about when we went to the Hillsborough tournament, we talked about what we wanted to do up there. Well, we made it in. We kind of squeaked into the championship game, and then we won the championship game. So we had also set a goal at the beginning of the season that we were going out to win conference. We accomplished that goal. The other goal we set for ourselves were to win districts, and we came in second. So that's about as close as you can get to accomplishing all the goals that you set for yourself.
That's pretty much as close as you can get. So what will the goals be for next season, or is it too early to say?
I would expect that they wouldn't be any different than this season. I mean, we try to teach all our kids that, you know, you take a season one game at a time. Setting goals for yourself is a good way to, you know, to stay focused in that one game at a time thing. So we'll set the more than likely the same goals next year and try to try to get a district championship under our belt and see what we can do in a run.
Coach, any final thoughts on being named the Girls Soccer Coach of the Year? Anyone you want to thank?
I'd like to thank my team, because without them, nobody gets anything. And my girls played their hearts out this season, and I appreciate each and every one of them. My wife for putting up with all the long hours and you know, not being at home. And, my peers, the other coaches that voted, I truly feel it is an honor to be voted in by your peers.
Coach, congratulations one final time, and thank you very much for your time.
All right, thank you very much.
Coach Jerry Fulton of the Perryville Pirates joining us on Regional Radio, the Coach of the Year for girls soccer.